Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Welcome to Clan Radio. I'm Craig Anderson. Once again, it's time to reveal just who is the latest player to be joining Brayhead Clan for the 2014-15 season. Lee Esters and Matt Haywood are returning to Glasgow, while young British prospect Zach Sullivan is the only new face joining Ryan Finnerty's side for the new campaign. That is until now. That's right, Clan fans. I'm delighted to tell you the person I'm about to talk to will be a brand new face. Before I introduce him, though, here are a few things you should know about Brayhead's new signing. Firstly, he's 23 years old and comes from Cardiff, where he has played most of his career at Cardiff Devils. He played briefly at EPL level with Swindon Wildcats and with Basingstoke Bison. Since making his Elite League debut in 2007-2008, he's made 346 appearances and has 57 goals plus 88 assists for Cardiff Devils. He's also a full Great Britain international, playing under Tony Hand and Doug Christiansen in the last two World Championships. Well, that's enough of that. The time has come to introduce Brayhead's fourth signing of the summer. So give a big Clan welcome to Ben Davis. Well, welcome to the Clan, Ben. Now that the deal has been done, how does it feel to be a Brayhead Clan player?
Yeah, it feels really good. Obviously, I've been speaking to Finner for a couple of weeks now, and just glad to get it all over and done with.
Now, you've played in Cardiff for most of your career. I'm curious to know, what made you decide to swap South Wales for the West of Scotland, given that you've played all your career in Wales so far?
Yeah, it's, I think it's been 6-7 years now I've been in and around the Cardiff Devils, and I think it's time for me to test myself outside my hometown and see how that goes. Hopefully this year should be very successful for me, and I'd like to thank the Devils, the office, the organisation, and the fans and the team, obviously being really supportive of me over the last couple of years. And obviously it's not an easy decision to leave Cardiff, but if you had like to say my thanks to them over the past couple of years.
Good. Now, you've tasted some highs and lows at Cardiff. Obviously, you've reached playoff finals, you've done really well in tournaments. Last season was a very different kettle of fish, obviously. Can you describe how frustrating a season it was from your point of view, given, you know, obviously you've got a great affinity with the club, you're a local boy and everything else? How disappointing was that?
Yeah, it was disappointing. Obviously, you see in the final league table, we finished 9th, but I think everyone really around the league knows we last year in Cardiff, we weren't a 9th place team in the league. So it was just unfortunate, a couple of events obviously that happened for whatever reasons. And the team we had last year, we were pretty solid. We all obviously stuck by each other all year, and I think it was just unlucky that we finished where we were. And I don't think Cardiff will be 9th position for much longer, really. It's not really where they deserve to be either.
Good. Now, you mentioned earlier you know Ryan Finnerty. You played with him when Ryan was back in Cardiff a few years ago. How did Ryan sell Brayhead Clan to you? What did he tell you about coming here that made you decide to come?
Yeah, well, obviously I know Brayhead are up and coming. I think it'd be their 4th or 5th year in the league now next year, and because we come up towards the end of the season, there was tremendous support from the Brayhead fans, and look forward to experiencing that next year. But obviously, yeah, I played with Finner. I actually played on the line with him a couple of times when he was at Cardiff, and gone really well with him, and obviously know Finner. So it'd be nice to get up there and experience Brayhead and a different team.
Now, you've also played alongside Matt Town and Kenton Smith, who played alongside you at Cardiff as well. Have you spoke to those two guys? Do you still keep in touch with them to find out about what it's like to play here from their point of view?
Yeah, well, I'm good friends with Toby. I spoke to Toby, obviously, when we were in the GB camp. And Kenton Smith, I actually spoke to last week. I seen him down at Cardiff and had a good chat to Kenton. And I took a little bit of advice on board from him. And Matt Haywood, I know Matt Hayward really well. We were line mates in GB, and I've spoken to him over the past couple of weeks, obviously, in GB camp as well. So, yeah, just look forward. Obviously, Frankie, I know up there as well. And, sure. And yeah, I got a good amount of friends up in Braid as well. So, yeah, it should be good fun.
Good stuff. Now, we've all seen what you can do as a player. You know, those of us that see Brayhead often enough and seen Brayhead against Cardiff. But for those that don't, what do you offer Brayhead as a player? What can you give to the team?
Well, I like to think that day in, day out, every game, I work 110%. Whether I have a good game or I don't have a good game, I'm always going to try my hardest for the team. And hopefully next year, I do start providing a little bit more offence than I have over the last couple of years. Obviously, I think last year I scored 17 goals, and obviously always look to try and improve my game. And I just really want to try and improve my game, and I think Finn is he's offering to help me out, and I think next year will be a good stepping stone for me, fingers crossed.
What do you hope to achieve with the clan next year? Is that something you've thought about? Have you set yourself any targets or anything like that?
Personally, obviously, like I say, I just really want to improve on this year and see where it goes there. But as a team, yeah, for sure, I come up hoping to win some trophies next year.
Good. Now, finally, we're only in May, so we've got a good few months before we even start thinking about the new season and everything. What are you up to during the summer? How do you plan to fill your time between now and when you arrive in Glasgow?
Well, I do a little bit of personal training, so I'm hoping to keep myself a little bit busy doing that. Obviously, training, go on holiday in July, and then hoping to go to Canada, fingers crossed, in August for a week or two. But yeah, right now I don't know if it's running in and out of signal, but I'm down West Wales, enjoying the scenery down here. So down here for a couple of times. Obviously, I come back and forth. My parents got a caravan, spend some time down here. And just stay at home, spend time with the family. Obviously, all the family are around Cardiff, so they've all obviously been very supportive of me through my hockey and stuff, so, yeah.
Excellent. Okay, well, so there you are. That's Ben Davis. He becomes Brayhead Clan's fourth signing of the summer. Apologies there if you're having trouble with the signal, as Ben says. Where he is a bit dodgy in terms of signal, but hopefully that's come through okay. Well, Ben's a fourth name on the clan roster. Of course, there are more to come, so stay tuned and keep in touch with the latest at Brayhead Clan by logging on to the website, www.brayheadclan.com. The club are also on Facebook and on Twitter at Brayhead_clan. With that, it's a massive thanks to Ben Davis and to you, the Purple Army, and fellow listeners. I'll be back with more to come very soon from Brayhead Clan. So once again, thanks for listening to Clan Radio.